Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's like basically the end of summer for some of you guys.
Rather than waste your time this semester with a lot of useless theories, we're going to jump right in with both feet.
I'm no school administrator, but there's an extension program going on in my trousers.
Back to school time.
Oh, and I told my heart it was just a summer thing.
Why should I let you back into my school, Sam?
Because I'm going to do better, sir.
Summer's over.
Staying in school is cool.
Back to school.
Oh, yeah. Again. That's right, a little Grease too.
Yeah.
To start off your first day back to school. You're not up. What am I even saying? Why am I up is the question. I'm a little delirious. I've spent 2 days in heat.
Or golf?
Yes, I had golf league last night.
That'll kill you.
But before I get to me, because it's not all about me sometimes, Tim. I know it feels like it. It's about our friend Lance Hildebrand.
Yeah, he's back.
How you feeling?
Let me put it to you this way. I knew I was not in good shape Sunday. As you can tell, I'm not 100% yet. I went to bed 8 o'clock Sunday night, woke up normal time Monday morning, realized I'm in no shape to really pull this off. Went back to bed, woke up finally at noon. So that's like 16 hours of sleep, which is unheard of for me to do that kind of thing. So that's when I knew I was not in really good shape. Monday night, I felt flat out awful. And I think started to kind of turn the corner yesterday, so
you're not there.
I think I've turned the corner, but
you know, 3 days, it's a doctor's note.
Yep.
Oh, is that the deal?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wait, well, if you miss 3 days, you need a doctor's note?
I think
note?
So.
I think that is true.
Yeah, I don't think I've even missed 2 days.
Yeah. Could I have probably benefited from another day off? Probably. But, you know, I'm here. I really haven't talked much the last couple days, so I didn't know how well this would work. So
did your lady take good care of you?
She did. She's such a sweetheart.
Uh-huh.
She brought, like, every time she came home, it's like, I've got this for you and this food and this food. And this food, and it's like, that was the weird thing. That's when I knew I wasn't in completely awful shape.
Because you could eat?
Yeah. I lose my appetite, that is a horrible sign. Mm. That means I'm in big trouble.
Yeah.
But I was like ravenously hungry.
Really?
That's all I wanted to do was eat.
Now, you grew up in an odd way where you didn't eat normal things like the rest of us did.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich was a staple for a lot of us growing up.
Absolutely.
You don't like spaghetti because you ate it and got sick once, or you were sick and you ate spaghetti? Just spaghetti noodles.
Yeah, I love pasta. I just will not eat it in the form of spaghetti.
Got it. So what is your take on chicken noodle soup?
That was a staple of the last couple days.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now, did you have chicken noodle soup as a child?
It was usually like chicken stars.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, of course it was.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm glad you're feeling better. It's really good to hear your voice. Aww, everyone missed
sweet.
You.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Especially
Sue Thomas, who
Sue was very busy.
I know.
Listen to Sue, ratings plummeted.
I know, and that's the thing. I mean, when one of us, her or I, are out and the other person that remains has to do all 3 stations that we pick up then it's I mean, I really did not want to put that on her doorstep, but
you
I didn't
guys,
have a choice.
You pick it up for each other. That's the
we
deal.
Do. We do.
But Monday and Tuesday morning were terrible because of the rain that came through and all the flooding. And so they were, you know, you might want to give her a gift card to Domino's.
I don't think that's her speed, but I'll figure something out for
her. She likes sweets. Maybe a baked good from the vending machine.
Or maybe, you know, like a grocery store gift card so she can get baking supplies.
There you go. Oh, yeah. All right. I'm just out there putting it out there. You're the one that has to go purchase it.
I think you're right. I think that's a good call.
Okay. And let's talk about the show today. Lance is back, so we're happy to hear his voice. But we continue to give away tickets to see Nelly. And Nelly will be at the Alton Amphitheater, which Kevin was down in Alton doing some touristy things.
Yeah, I frequented it yesterday. Uh-huh. And let me tell you something. That is an intimate setting. You are right there. There's no stage. It's just a pavilion. And in your face will be Nelly.
Yeah, that's a nice little venue to take in a show.
I'm excited. I've never been.
And then if you haven't heard, Lance, Tim and Kevin will be opening up for Nelly.
What?
Well, introducing him.
There it is.
We're still trying to get our act together.
Yeah, they don't really know what it's going to be, but you're the one that called it opening.
Yeah, we want to stretch it. We want to do it at least an hour up there. So if we hit two, fantastic. But, you know. I think we got
You'll just have to see how it goes.
Yeah.
8 o'clock hour today for those Nelly tickets if you are keeping track and you want to win them. And again, that show is September 6th in Alton. Also today, Tim will dazzle us, maybe. Last week was with the things you didn't know. It wasn't my favorite. I mean, you know, I got to be honest with you. I think you had two good weeks before that.
Tim, I came across a huge factoid yesterday. Are you short on material? Because I can get you one.
I'm always open for new things.
Yes. Okay, I'll get you one.
Yeah. Okay, so now I'm excited because Lance is bringing something to the table.
Great. Thanks, Lance.
Things you didn't know, foodstuffs. We're going to talk about state fairs. You know, I haven't been to a state fair in years.
Really?
Years and years. And I really want to go to one, but I don't.
I had a run there where I was going all the time because Ludo was playing state fairs for a while. And then I had a lady in my life who worked all these different state fairs.
Oh, really?
So I went to a bunch. Lady.
And we don't have the fair. Remember the fair and air show? We were always the...
Oh, yeah.
We had a stage sponsorship, so we'd always bring some big act in. I mean, the Coors.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
But one year, we had Fountains of Wayne.
Yeah.
Oh, they're awesome.
And nobody was as excited that was in attendance as I was.
Yeah.
Because they're a unique kind of band, but I love everything they do. Yeah.
That year that we brought in the Coors, their previous gig was they played the Today Show, and then their next gig was they came to St. Louis and they played a venue where it was a field where everybody was sitting on hay bales.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Was Richard Marx one of them? One time?
No, it was who's the guy who sings Superman? I'm Too Proud to Fly or whatever.
Five for Five.
That was it.
Yeah,
and we had
Hootie.
We had
Hootie because I can remember Greg Gumbel, who's a huge fan of Hootie, flying in to see Hootie. Yes, we had Hootie.
Hootie alone?
Yeah.
Or like Darius Rucker alone?
I think it was one of the Blowfish. It was a small group, but no, I swear.
I don't recall this at all.
I don't either.
Oh, no. I'm telling you right now, we had him. I'd say about 13 years or so ago.
And Uncle Cracker. Where's a grill in his mouth?
I forgot about Evan and Jaren.
Oh, I forgot about that. You're everything I want.
No, that's not them.
That's
Vertical
Horizon.
No. You got me thinking about her endlessly. I'm crazy for this girl.
Is that them? Crazy for this girl.
You look at her, you look at me.
Yeah, I mean, big names. Hit Chesterfield.
Man.
I know. So I haven't been to a state fair in a while. See how easily we're distracted? Shiny things. I mean, at least I am. I don't know about you guys. So we're hoping to have some fun today on the show. Let's talk about your weather. When's that cool down supposed to happen? I'm delirious from the heat.
It was kind of cool when I walked out this morning, I thought, but I haven't been outside for 2 days. So I don't know.
Not really. Okay. My phone said 76 this morning, but I think that could be.
That's high.
That is high, and it's not that hot. But it doesn't feel cool to me. Sunny today, high of 86, and then clear tonight, and we'll get down to 66, and then mostly sunny tomorrow with a chance for late night showers again. That crazy rolling thunder in the middle of the night was nuts on Monday and Tuesday. Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. A lot of parents, their whole schedule changing this week because It's back to school time. Luckily, we're only playing that intro that we signed on with once because it's a little inappropriate.
And we've got several to welcome kids back this week.
We have
several different opens.
Oh, good. Yeah. Hopefully more clean for the children. There's a line in there that was a little on the edge, Kevin.
It's from the Cleveland show. One of my daughter's favorite shows.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. She loves that. And American Dad. So... I'm not
Does
a good
dad.
Does
she, like, not care for Family Guy?
Family Guy's, I don't let her watch that.
Family Guy.
Because that's a little too much.
It's the same thing. What?
I mean, yeah, I know what you're saying. It's the
exact
much the same
thing.
But, yeah.
That's
we're big Seth MacFarlane fans in the Berghoff household. We're watching Ted 2 this weekend. No,
sure,
I'm kidding.
Yeah, he shouldn't. I'm sure he appreciates it.
There's a list here, but there was more of a story that I saw that I was interested in about this kid that broke something over summer vacation. They were in a store on vacation, and he knocked something over. And maybe it was a museum or at a museum, and it was like $360,000.
Ooh, what?
Yes, like it was.
What was it?
I can't find the story.
Oh.
And that may be a high number. Let's say it was 25,000. Yeah. I can't remember. But
is the family responsible?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay,
I don't think so.
Wow.
But you know, remember when you used to go to those stores and they purposely, don't you think, purposely put breakable items on the glass?
Yeah, really?
Like little tiny gift shops with porcelain and glass things.
Yep.
And they have it jammed in there because they want kids to... Am I wrong? Am I the only one that thought
that? They had the sign that said, you break it...
You buy it.
Yeah, it's I break it, I cry. You break it, you buy. I remember that specifically.
Lance, do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Do you agree with my thoughts or do you not think that it was a... You don't think it was a ploy like I do?
Not necessarily. I don't, no.
Those Crandon gift shops, you could hardly walk around in there because they had so much stuff in there. Yeah. But the glassware, not protected at all.
I don't know if they're doing it. We should, if somebody has some insights, like they worked at a shop
oh, I
like
would
that,
love.
They should text us. But I think in those circumstances, and like you said, the one at the museum, like you got to put things, even at my apartment, anything over $300,000, I keep in a case. That's my policy.
My question is this, have you ever broken something of value at someone's house or ruined, or not house, but, you know,
it's a good question.
At a business? At a house, Kevin's already raising his hand.
I did. It was a value because it was my best friend's toy, and I remembered it was that cool robot car that had the clicker thing, and you could dial in the numbers, and I broke the clicker. Like, he just got it for Christmas.
And then you couldn't use the car at all?
So he couldn't use the car at all, but I never told him.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They just thought it all just stopped working?
Yeah. So, and I just remember messing with it.
Even after all these years, you didn't tell him?
Let's get up. Can we call him? Do you know his name?
Shannon Barrett, yeah. He's a Harvard grad and a lawyer in Washington, D.C.
I'm sure he'll get over it.
Yeah, he's a lawyer.
We should call him, though.
Yeah, he's
a lawyer. If he takes
legal action.
Yeah, what's the statute of limitations?
I don't know, but...
That'd be a good idea.
What if he's like, I want to thank you because not having that toy drove me to be successful.
I think we should try to get Shannon on the phone at some point today.
All right. I'll he's a Facebook friend. I'll see what I can do.
And I think it'll feel good for you.
It will.
Because it's still inside of you.
How old were you?
I'd say probably around 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody else have any confessions we can call up and... I don't.
I was just trying to think that. Friends this weekend told me they were at other friends who just got a brand new, like all new living room furniture, and she spilled coffee on it.
Did they know?
Oh.
They knew.
Oh, it was right in front of her. She's like, she was holding a baby.
A baby and coffee?
Yeah.
Luckily, she spilled the coffee on the couch.
Yeah. And not the
baby. And not the baby.
Yeah, baby's fine.
All right. If you have a confession and it still eats away at you, something you broke and nobody knew, tell us. 531-9898. But... I think we got to get old Shannon on the phone today.
Mm-hmm. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, it's been a while since we've talked.
I understand.
Yeah.
No, I think it'll be great. I think it'll make you feel good.
Pick up.
Panic at the Disco on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company morning show. And don't forget, we are still in the middle of our Diner and Donut tour. In fact, this Friday, we're going to be at Mr. Donut in Alton, Illinois. We always have a good turnout when we do anything over on that side of the river. So expecting a big one. Come see us. We'll be broadcasting live from Mr. Donut in Alton, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. We'll have t-shirts. So get there early. Get a t-shirt. Our friends from American Eagle Credit Union will be there with a bunch of stuff. And yeah, come see us. Alton, Illinois, Mr. Donut this Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
I feel like this is a good teaching moment because a lot of parents sending their kids back to school, teachers going back, you may hear some terms. You're not sure what they mean. Although, I can't see. It seems like a lot of these slang terms are used by the Real Housewives and not children. You know what I mean? Oprah and Gail sat down and did a video where, and they are funny together, sitting there in a video, and they repeat everything each other says and finish each other's sentences like an old married couple. It looks like a video from When Harry Met Sally, when it's all those couples.
Yeah.
But the whole video is at Y98.com. Jen will have a little audio from it in the Schmig as well at about 6:36 this morning. But I thought I'd go through some of the ones that I thought were a little tougher and see how well Kevin the intern does. Tim, you're hip and cool.
Thank you, Courtney.
And I think you might know some of these, but maybe not. And maybe you can help Kevin if you're unsure.
Okay.
And you can figure it out. And Lance, love to hear from you too.
Okay.
All right. So what does wig snatched mean?
Wig snatched. I think it literally means you've had your wig snatched. Somebody has taken the hair off your head and they've used it for themselves. They've snatched your wig.
Okay, are we, and this is your job. You either can go along with Kevin's answer or say, no, it's not that at all.
Okay, I think he's close, but I don't think that's it. I think there's more to it.
I'm going to say he's wrong.
Okay. He's wrong. it means wonderful, beautiful, and to express surprise. I've never heard it ever used. I don't even know how you'd use it in a sentence.
I mean, like, wonderful. Well, those don't make
sense.
Well,
I'll be wig snatched.
I'll be. I'm just telling you. That's what it means. Okay, what about this one, Kevin? And then, again, agree or disagree. Secure the bag.
Well, that could mean a few different things.
Secure the bag.
Secure the bag. Gosh. Okay, I would think that means not necessarily literally you're going to secure the bag, but you want to make sure that everything you've got in your purse is tight and ready.
Tight and ready.
You know, it's not. You got the zipper on. You got the bag.
The zipper on.
Yeah, zipped and secured and ready to go. So you've secured the bag.
All right, Tim, do you feel like he's right?
I think he's wrong.
Way off?
Yeah.
Okay, and Lance?
I don't think he's right.
It means get the money.
Secure the bag.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Get paid.
Yeah. No zipper is involved.
No, you don't turn the zipper on.
Turn the zipper on.
Turn the zipper on.
What about shook? This is a little easier.
If you've been shook, you've been physically like upset, you know what I mean? Like, oh, that shook me. That really kind of, you know, got me. That got to me.
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
I agree.
And Lance?
I'm going to agree with that too.
Yes, you are correct.
Nice.
Did that shook you?
Sometimes you got to get shook before you get woke.
That's right, yeah. Tim. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Thirst trap.
Thirst trap?
Mm-hmm. This is a Real Housewives kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
That's a thirst trap?
I didn't say that's a thirst trap. Well, I just said thirst trap.
Thirst trap. Well, I would think like a sauna. You go somewhere it's really hot and you're dying of thirst. That's a thirst trap.
No. Okay, so that's your guess.
That's my guess.
I know that is not right.
Okay.
I disagree with Kevin.
All right, Tim, do you know?
It's like if somebody's thirsty, it means they're looking for it.
They want attention all the time. They're thirsty.
Yes, so a thirst trap is that.
Yes. Okay, Kevin. Receipts.
Receipts. Is that like your proof? Hey, you got your receipts on that? Do you have proof that you, know, you did that?
Oh, I forgot to ask you guys. Do you agree with that?
That's right.
That's true.
I guess I will.
It
now.
Is.
I wasn't going to.
Like, I have receipts. I have the evidence. Yeah.
But you say it figuratively.
Yes. Right.
Like, you did that. No, I didn't. I got
receipts.
Do you have
receipts?
Yeah.
Do you have the evidence? Yes. Proof.
Got it.
And finally, Kevin, Jomo.
Jomo?
Jomo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Jomo.
Jomo? Jomo?
I'm 100. Yes, Jomo.
Jomo. Is that your...
Well, think about what other...
Okay. Words would go with Jomo?
Yes. No.
I don't know. I mean, I feel... I kind of have an idea, but I think that's like... Your Jomo would be like your best friend.
Okay,
right?
Jomo.
That's your Jomo. Hey!
Me and my Jomo are going to go hit the club.
Tim, do you agree?
My Jomo. No, it is not it. I think I know what it
okay,
is.
Okay, and Lance?
No, I don't agree.
Okay, what is it, Tim?
Jomo, I believe, is joy of missing out.
Yes, it
so
is.
So it's when other people are doing things. Okay. FOMO is the fear of missing out. You're like, oh, I wish I could be there. Jomo is when you're at home watching Netflix and you couldn't be happier to not be out trying to compete.
Yes, like Jomo.
And sometimes you're not sure. Like, it takes you a while to get there throughout the course of the evening, and that is slow-mo Jomo.
Okay. Do you feel like you learned something today? That's all I need to know. Everyone. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I'm shook how much I've learned.
you've always been a Jomo to me, that's Lance. Right. I appreciate it.
got your receipts right here, guys.
Thanks, Tim. My thanks.
Okay, your Ashley Home Store weather. Sunny today with a high of 86, and then we're getting down to the 60s tonight, which is good news. And then mostly... Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Kevin the Intern, Tim Convey, Lance Hildebrand is here, back from a brief illness, but he's feeling good. And I was wondering if you got sick at the drag brunch, Lance. I was worried about you.
No, I think, you know, it was...
It probably was creeping up on you there, but it was Libby's birthday,
yeah.
And you had to do what you had to do.
It was birthday weekend, and I worked hard birthday weekend,
yes.
I gotta be honest. We did all the stuff that my wife's interesting. She'll say to me, hey, what do you want to do for your birthday? I'm like, I don't know, not a big deal. But when I asked her, what do you want for your birthday, I got a very detailed list. So that's good, you know, I got a checklist, and we... checked them all off. You know, we went out to New Florence, Missouri on Saturday and went to a place called Wood Hat Spirits, a distillery out there. She really enjoyed that.
I prefer Old Florence.
And then, yeah, we did do the drag brunch at Hamburger Mary's on Sunday.
Well, we're glad to have you back because we need your voice. So we started the show at about 5:50 this morning talking about breaking things that are expensive. I contend, is that the right word?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Speaking of right words, this has been on my mind. Kevin earlier.
I know.
Okay.
I know what it is. Go ahead and say it.
No, it's fine.
No, say it. Please do.
You said...
Frequented?
You said, I frequented the... Where'd you go this weekend?
Yesterday.
The loading dock or something?
No, I went to the Alton Amphitheater.
You said you frequented it, which means you frequent something over the course of a year, which means you go there often. Not like if you just went, it's not like...
Oh, you're right.
It's not like, I just frequented the lunchroom.
Soloed it?
No, you visited.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, for those in the know.
But he didn't say theater.
I contend that when you were young and they had those jammed up gift shops, they never protected the glassware and it was the you break it, you buy it. That's how they... got some money from parents because they knew the kids were going to knock it over. Mm-hmm. Nobody on the show agrees with me, but that's just because...
No, I agree with you.
Is anyone texting? Someone who worked retail in that kind of place needs to text in and tell us if ever anybody put that stuff there on purpose.
Yes.
To make money.
531-9898. And we talked about Kevin got something off of his chest and he confessed on the air that when he was young, he broke this really cool car with a remote control that his friend Barrett got and he never told
him. Yeah, it was called the Big Track.
The Big Track
is the name of the vehicle. I broke it like in 1979, 1980. Never told my friend Shannon Barrett. I sent him a Facebook message hoping that he can be on our show later this morning.
So I can reveal it.
Apologize and get it off my chest.
But we do have a call from Karen, and she has a confession to make. It's been on her mind for years. So, Lance, I just need for you to say, Morning Show Confessions.
Morning Show Confessions.
So, a long time ago, a friend and I were shopping at Central Hardware in Alton, Illinois.
Man, you're really giving all the info.
Yeah, I know exactly where that is and who used to work there.
Okay, well, we were shopping with two toddlers in the area of the displays, and we got, you know, all into shopping, and one of her toddlers came up and said, "Mommy, Mommy, I was really good." And we're like, "What did you do?" Well, he pooped in one of the display toilets, and we just kind of shut the lid and left the store.
You didn't kind of shut the lid and leave the store. You shut the lid and left the store. Oh, my gosh.
We were like, "Tommy." And he goes, "But I pooped on the potty." And we're like, "Yes."
Oh, that is... Did you feel better, Karen?
I feel so much better, especially since Central Hardware is no longer there.
That's right. Yeah, right. It wasn't a big risk for you, but we appreciate it. Easy confession. Easy confession. Jen will be next with your entertainment schmig. That's in 6 minutes on Y98.
We go together. In your eyes, or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby? I think I want to marry you.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Donate school supplies in the month of August and join Club Fitness for free. This story is the lead story because it's important to me. I love Britney Spears a little bit more today because of the story I read yesterday that last year she visited Target more than 80 times. I worked out the math. That's about every 4.5 days, which, you know, depending on the week, sometimes is a little slow for me.
Yeah, you can take the Louisiana. No.
Take the girl out of Louisiana, but you can't take the Louisiana out of the girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like I must have been born in Louisiana because I love me some Target. People are always sending me memes on Facebook saying, just a reminder, you don't need anything at Target today. I'm like, but I do, especially now that they have Drive Up. It's pretty great. She also, E! News got a hold of her financial documents. And the reason we know all this is because of her conservatorship case.
And I'd be embarrassed. Like, I would hate for somebody to get a hold of my financial documents. Be like, "Why are you at Circle K so much?"
Yeah, right? When it's staring you in the face, you're like,
I don't want to see that.
She also frequented Kevin.
Hey!
Home Depot, Hobby Lobby, Walmart, 7-Eleven, Bed Bath & Beyond, and Pier 1.
Hobby Lobby. Wow.
Which is so funny because she's worth over $59 million.
But she'll always be worth that because she shops smart.
Yeah, right. That's a good deal.
But she could also, and maybe this is an assistant going out with her credit card. You know, maybe Britney did not personally go to Target every 4 days. But she's doing this residency in Vegas, and she could just have stuff delivered from anywhere. But no, she shops at Walmart, and I love her. Speaking of how much people spend, apparently Mike Tyson said that he smokes around $40,000 worth of weed a month.
I don't know much about the price of weed. Is that even possible?
I don't know.
Because you can either believe that or believe that Mike Tyson is bad at math. And I think I'm going with the latter. I don't know.
Okay, and Quiet Sunday. Who knew? Plácido Domingo, the opera singer, accused yesterday by 9 women of sexual harassment. And apparently they all have the same story. He operates in the same way with each one of them, allegedly by promising them help with their careers.
How old of a guy is Plácido Domingo?
God, he's got to be close to 80.
Really?
Yeah. Now, right?
He's up there.
I was going to say 60 plus, definitely. I don't know if he's 80.
I don't know a lot about him.
Birthday game, Courtney, you're the closest, 78.
He's only 78?
Mm-hmm. Only 78?
Sounds great. I'm just saying. You heard his latest?
Mm-mm.
It is sweet.
So 9 people accused him. About 3 dozen people who've worked with him said they say they've witnessed him engage in inappropriate sexual behavior or sexually tinged behavior. He's been the director of the Los Angeles Opera since 2003, and they're investigating. Online at Y98.com, the mountain from Game of Thrones lifting Ed Sheeran over his head.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's just something you have to see. And also, Oprah and Gayle King trying to figure out what some of today's slang terms mean, like the word snack.
Snack. My favorite snack is barbecue potato chips.
And mine is popcorn with truffles.
Okay. It's kind of like a piece of meat, but not a whole piece.
But you're saying someone really looked like you want to eat it up because it's attractive.
Okay, I didn't know that.
That's good.
I didn't
snack.
Know that one. Okay, snack. Okay, good.
Oh, I just had lunch with somebody who was a real snack.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say who it is either.
Yeah.
He was more than a snack.
That's a big old snack.
That was a meal.
He's a whole buffet.
Okay, never mind. Okay, got it.
This is why I love Gayle King, because she brings out stuff in Oprah.
Oh, totally. Yeah. She's very comfortable.
Right. Yeah. Oprah's not talking to, she forgets that the cameras are on, and she was like, he was a whole meal. Let me tell you what, Stedman's a good piece of steak, but this guy was, he was the potatoes.
Aren't you
and
dying
everything.
To know who it was?
Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh.
And this is not on Y98.com because Kevin hates her. Because
I know the story.
There's a story every day to post about her because she is amazing on social media. Chrissy Teigen fessed up to getting Botox in her armpits so she won't sweat. And that is one of the reasons people get Botox.
Oh, that feels just weird. Like it just throw off your whole system.
Yeah.
It just seems like a bad idea.
Right.
I don't know. I only sweat out of one armpit now because the other one doesn't have lymph nodes.
Really? But it's doesn't it feel
so
like
I
it's
only
going somewhere?
I only smell on one side. Yeah, I asked my doctors, like, is it bad?
Is
Are
it
there
my
toxins? Yep, it is.
Get in there and
Zarr
take a
jar.
Switch sides.
Wow. Nope, because I only sweat on one side. I also forget to put on deodorant many mornings. So apologies to Jim Convy. Yep.
That's the guest side.
Yep.
Do you only put it on one arm?
Deodorant? I do. I put it on the other arm just to balance it out.
Yeah,
I don't know. It feels weird to walk, you know, I'm real heavy on one side if I put it on the right. That's entertainment schmang. I feel like I've shared too much between Target and deodorant.
I don't think so. I think we want more of that.
That's right. Let's
more.
Frequent that.
All right. Well, we'll frequent it again at 8:40 in the Schmig, and you can always listen to the Schmig in podcast form at Y98.com, where you will find no stories about Chrissy Teigen. Here's Lance.
North County, westbound 270, it is off the pace a bit as you come through the Halls Ferries past West Florissant. Eastbound 70, even with the sun right in your eyes, you're doing pretty good from Highway A in Wentzville, most of the way in toward 370. 44 eastbound, that will bog down before Bulls on your way up past the Merrimack River heading for 270. Northbound 270, that slows moving past Tesson Ferry and Gravoy, and it's crowded moving past Doherty.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show, and we have your tickets all this week to see Nelly at the Alton Amphitheater, and we will give those away in the 8 o'clock hour, I think around 8:20.
That's
so
right.
So listen to win those tickets.
And Kevin was frequenting Alton yesterday as he became a tourist in his own town, and that video will be up in a week or two. I don't know when.
What did you go zip lining?
I went zip lining in Grafton at Aries Winery and Resort, which was unbelievable.
I've had friends go to Aries, and, you know, that's a drive for us. And they said it was the most amazing.
And they just keep adding things on, too.
Don't they have like a gondola
It's their Skyview, and it's hopefully going to be opening in September. It got delayed because of the floodwaters.
Oh, yeah.
But it's unbelievable. I mean, it looks, for me, I look at it and it looks like something out of a James Bond movie. It looks like you're in the Alps in Switzerland.
It's so cool. I mean, Labor Day weekend, if you don't have anything planned, plan a little staycation getaway to Alton and Grafton, especially because of the flooding, because they need those tourism dollars that they lost out on over the summer.
It's going to be cold soon, and nobody, you know, those are outdoor places that you can just enjoy and feel like you're kind of on a little mini vacation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's something I want to try on the show on Wednesdays. I want to see what you guys think about it. And I saw this on Facebook, so I'm stealing it from somebody that I'm friends with on Facebook, but I don't personally know them. And it's called Am I Weird Wednesday? And I will give you a scenario. This person was asking their friends if they're weird for doing something.
Okay.
So every week we'll take one Am I Weird scenario.
Yeah.
And we will vote on the weirdness of it. That's it. Just one a week.
Okay.
Because I like to get into the mind of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do things that you probably don't reveal to others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You keep them to yourself. This way you can text us your weird things. Probably the weirdest person on the show is Lance. But I mean, I say that in a loving way. Right. You're an original.
He has idiosyncrasies, for sure.
And you're on a show with Kevin.
Well, so
congratulations.
It's pretty close.
Apparently, I frequent idiosyncrasies.
Yeah, you do. But that's what makes you. I mean, that's part of your character. It's part of Kevin's. It's why we all have our own distinct
personalities. I said that in love.
I know.
All love.
I'll be the first to admit it. I'm quirky.
You have a term. It's called Hildebranding.
Yeah. Yes.
When something's super popular and everyone's done it and you refuse, you go out of your way not to do it.
After a certain amount of time, you do.
Yeah. But I mean, I think when it comes to movies, I like art house movies. I'm just going to be honest.
You're cool.
I like Art Hack Buick.
I'm down south.
Okay, so here's the scenario today, and then we will ask you throughout the week, like, to send us your weird things that you do, and then we will address one of them each Wednesday. We'll move it around as far as time is concerned. So here you go. She wanted to know on her Facebook, I want to know if I'm weird because I wipe down all of my books. I use Fantastic and wipes down the front, back, and spine of the book. When I loan out a book, the first thing I do when I get it back is wipe it down. Because she said, you know, the person that probably borrowed it took it into the bathroom with them.
Oh, geez. This is another thing. I never even thought about that
before.
And now you've opened up a whole new can of worms for me.
That's a whole Seinfeld episode with George. Remember, he had to buy the book because it was flagged?
Oh, yeah.
Bathroom flagged.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And finally, she said, I even wipe down brand new books. Am I weird? I don't find this to be that weird.
It's unique, certainly.
Yeah. Yes.
It's not happening a lot.
But now
I guess I get it if you're one of those. I mean, Lance, you're the most OCD-ish. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with Jen. It's something I've never thought of before, but I get it.
What do you think?
It is a little weird, only because it's not something that I'm going, now that I've heard that and I'm like, oh yeah, books have germs, I don't think I'm going to start doing it.
Oh, right. So it didn't shatter glass for you to where you will?
It has a little bit. The next time I pick up my book that I started reading Where the Crawdads Sing, Reese's book club pick, my hands are going to burn a little bit.
but you'll try to refrain?
Yeah.
Kevin?
I don't think it's weird.
From a guy that wiped down his rear because he was out of toilet paper with Clorox wipes.
Didn't realize they were Clorox wipes.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, that's going to sting.
Note, don't do that at home.
Don't do it anywhere.
Don't do it on a plane. Don't do it on a train. Don't do it on a goat. Right. Don't do it in a boat.
I think if this person is, you know, somebody who maybe she's like, I can only think about when Jackson went to preschool, they used to wipe down the toys because...
Well, yeah,
because
Jackson put most of them down his pants.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show, Am I Weird Wednesday, and this week's Am I Weird is the person who wipes down all of her books when she gets them back from people. When she buys a book, she has to wipe down the front and back cover.
Don't forget about the spine. Very important.
So, listen, if you have something...
And none of us thought that person was that weird.
No.
On a 1 to 5, or 1 to 10 weirdness, I put it like at a... Right
two?
In the middle.
Oh, okay. I was going to say 2.
I'll stick to my policy and just not read.
But if you have something you want us to weigh in on next week for Am I Weird Wednesday, feel free to call us or text us at 314-531-9898. So this week is kind of chaotic. The kids have 3 days before they go back to school. We had Meet the Teacher night last night.
Meet the teachers.
They're the ones you're trusting your children to.
And, of course, my husband's running the kids to camp in the morning. So yesterday I get a text. is our AAA card not working? Because I just tried to call them and I was like, oh yeah, I let that expire.
I just signed up. It's very, I'm ready for a flat tire.
It's the first.
I can't wait.
AAA membership is when I first felt like an adult, like, wow, I am being responsible and doing adult things. But then I went and backtracked on that and let it expire in May. Mm. And they kept sending me reminders.
Oh, okay.
Well, here's the thing. I have
auto pay.
When you cancel your credit card because, someone stole the number and then you don't update it, that's when I get in big trouble and let things lapse. So I didn't get around to doing it. The summer was busy. I let it expire. I was like, oh, we're going to be fine. I mean, we just had a flat tire in Indianapolis like 6 months ago. Well, sure enough, Ryan's car, he dropped the kids off at camp yesterday, gets in the car. And while he was driving there,
all the lights are going nuts.
Everything's flashing. He's having trouble with the power steering. The radio's cutting in and out.
So where is he? Is he on the road or is he in the parking lot?
He parks at Coca because the kids are going to camp at U City. So he's like on right off of Del Mar and he goes to start the car. Nothing.
Coca camp. I went to Pleasant Ridge Park to make moccasins.
So the car won't start. And he's like, it might be the battery. So somebody comes and they jump the car and he makes it to another place.
To a car place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But then he realizes he needs to go somewhere else because it's going to take them 3 or 4 days to fix everything that's wrong. Because it's not just the battery.
Oh, no. Mm.
About $1,600 worth of repairs on this 10-year-old car.
Is it the wiring harness?
No, there's some belt and the alternator and
I had that happen on my truck too, where they had to basically cut out the wiring harness and put a new one in.
Whoa. No. Yeah. I think battery, belt, alternator, and then he's like a little late on all these checkups that he needs on his car. So all of a sudden we're like, oh, I guess we're buying a new car. Which before this, all of our car buying has been planned out. Like, hey, let's get a new car. Let's do our research. Let's do this. But now we're like under the gun because we have no car.
I don't know if $1,600 is that much for a car that's paid off. You have to think about maintenance every year on a car. You normally have a car payment every single month. So think of $1,600 as that's your car payment for the year. Yeah, I don't think that's...
But it's like 10 years old, and you know this is probably the start of a lot of maintenance.
But if that's all it is a year...
But you never know.
But what's the mileage on it, roughly?
135,000 miles.
Now, a car that's not paid for and you still have like $4,000 and you get hit with like a $2,300 bill.
Right.
Now, I understand like get rid of that.
Right.
But I don't know. I feel like that's part of the deal when your car is paid for. Well, that's your car payment.
And here's the thing. So we're going back and forth and I said, I really need to sleep on this. You know, I don't want to make a decision like we're going to pay for all these repairs. We're going to buy a car. I need some time to mull it over. But as he was being towed, the tow guy was like, yeah, we don't see lots of this car. You know, we see lots of this one, and this one. But these cars hold up, and if you get this stuff fixed, you could probably make it to 300,000 miles on this.
So just call my cousin. I'll cut you a good deal.
No, but I mean, this is the reason that we buy this type of car. It's because we know that they are reliable, and run it into the ground, basically. Okay, so I guess I don't have to buy a new car.
I don't think it's a necessity.
I don't think you should.
I say you do it.
No, because...
yeah, listen to this one.
Yeah, how old's your car?
Like, what year is it, or how long have I had it?
What year is it?
I think it's like a 2010.
Oh, it is?
Well,
yeah, it doesn't look like it.
Okay. 2017. No, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, you're making me feel better.
I'm just making a case for... It's not like I have a feeling about the car. I just feel like you don't have a car payment.
Right, it's the greatest thing in the world. I do not take it for granted.
And here's the other thing. We do have a car payment because the Swag-A-Wagon is almost paid off.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm still paying for my car, and then I was like, oh my God, two car payments. I think I'm going to pass out.
I mean, I know Ryan probably doesn't want to hear this.
Well, that's what I tell him.
I feel bad for him because he's
guy.
Like...
I've been through two cars in the time that he's had his car.
I know. Mm. He'll be fine.
Here's Lance Hildebrand with maybe the oldest car. How old is yours?
25 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, Jen, last week at the Diner and Donuts tour, Jen comes over and says, Lance's truck is here. We need to take pictures of the windows because you have to roll them down by hand. It's like, no, it's got electric windows. She's like, well, there's something weird about it, something old about it. It's like, well, yeah, you got to pull out the knob to make the headlights come on. It's like, let's get a picture of that.
I just wanted a picture in front.
All the love you won't forget, and all these reckless nights you won't regret. Someday soon your whole life's gonna change.
Stuffed with me, Tim Convy. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at all the Salt and Smoke locations. SaltandSmokeSTL.com. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney and Co. Y98. Lots going on in here. Jen's friend was with the hospitality department.
So we have
cookies in here.
She had like 3 trays of extra cookies and she said, please bring them home. And I said, no, I can't eat those.
But I'll bring them to work.
And she said, will you take a tray to work? And I said, sure. She said, please just don't mention me on the air. And I said, Kelly, I'm not going to say anything about you.
And what else did you say? She said, and I said, and she said.
At Courtney Co. 198, follow us on there.
A little bit.
We'll also be posting a picture shortly. Anyway, foodstuffs. New product alert. Yeah, I know. I got to keep giving you the pumpkin spice stuff for a while. This one is particularly fun. You figured pumpkin spice was going to get to a tipping point where it's like, all right, it has gone too far.
It's over.
Time to call the whole thing off, and this might be it.
Okay.
Guesses?
I know what it is. So.
Well, I mean, I saw that, Starbucks is releasing the pumpkin spice latte earlier than they've ever done, right?
It's pumpkin spice butter.
No, that sounds pretty good,
right?
Doesn't it?
I think I just invented somebody.
Some hot bread?
Come on, Lando Lakes.
Yeah, get on it.
That sounds good, actually.
I bring you pumpkin spice spam.
Ugh.
Lance?
They're making it.
No.
Lance is a spam fan.
Yeah.
Goes on sale September 23rd. Just 2 years ago on Twitter, they made a joke about the pumpkin spice craze. Wouldn't it be funny if we made this? Everyone got a real kick out of it 2 years later. It's hitting shelves.
I think they're going to sell more pumpkin spice or more spam than they normally did. Someone brought Lance spam out at our last Diner and Donut stop.
Right.
You know, if you have a spam lover in your life or a pumpkin spice lover in your life, you're going to buy it for somebody as a gag gift.
It's a gift for them. We talked about this in the open this morning about state fairs and all the delicious food that you can get at state fairs. Deep fried foods. They did a survey. What are the ones that people look most forward to? What do you think?
Oh, like Snickers, deep fried Snickers, any deep fried candy bar.
Deep fried Twinkies.
Yeah, I'm not on here, but that's what I think of when I think of
old school and say a hot dog.
No.
Hot dog
cheese?
On a stick?
You guys are all over the place.
Oh, cheese.
Funnel cake.
Deep fried banana.
Okay. I've never
deep
had
fried
one.
Cookies.
Yeah, deep fried Oreos are good.
Number three, apple pie.
Oh.
Deep fried apple pie. What?
Deep fried apple pie.
I wonder if it tastes like McDonald's apple.
Oh.
The old one. When
the
they
old
fried
school apple pie. Yeah, yeah.
Sounds delicious.
Number two, ice cream. And number one, bacon.
Oh, deep fried ice cream. Yeah, that's like a, what's it called?
I think it.
Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sapapilla?
Am I making it?
Sapapilla?
Might sound familiar.
I think so. I feel like I'd have to eat it too quickly and I wouldn't enjoy it.
It sounds good though.
Yeah.
And then Courtney, right answer, wrong question. Butter is on this list. Deep fried butter. And speaking of state fairs, best food on a stick.
Corn dog.
Yeah.
Corn dog's number
period.
One. Yep.
Period.
Yep.
Period.
Yep. Delicious.
Oh my gosh. With just yellow mustard. Perfect.
Popsicle.
The corn dog gets a bad rap. Whoever made it nailed it, but it's known as such a like cheap.
I don't care.
Yeah. What,
you get a fresh, good one from a fair.
Yeah.
Oh.
We need to class up corn dogs a bit. Like, let people know that it's everybody can have them. You know what I mean?
They're for everyone.
Yeah, really
I think
are.
People are like,
food
I'm too
stuffs.
Cool for that. Yeah.
No.
They're good for everybody.
Popsicle, Kevin mentioned.
Yeah. Popsicle number two, meat kebabs, caramel apples, lollipops, cake pops, fruit kebabs, cheesecake, pie pops. That's it.
Corn dog and popsicle are the only two that like weren't just put, like to me, there's a reason for the stick.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Right.
The stick is the primary thing. Well, like candy apples, though.
Too. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So three.
And lollipops.
Right.
And that.
And everything on this list.
All of them,
except for cheesecake.
I miss the state fair. The Iowa State Fair is going on now, and all my friends who live in Des Moines are posting pictures. It's like 2 weeks of your best eaten. When you have to be out there working.
Do we just not have a state fair close enough to us that it's a big talk?
Illinois, Springfield,
Jersey County Fair.
But we don't get a lot of that news.
No. Right. And I think Des Moines, because it's like the biggest city in Iowa, like everybody goes to the big city for the state fair. Yeah. It's a huge deal there.
I went to the Illinois State Fair 3 years ago.
See Pat Benatar?
Yeah, but it got rained out.
The Texas State Fair is like...
Yeah.
It's like just... It's all summer, first of all, I think. I mean, it is something else. Also, something else. Olive Garden. You know, every year they do the thing where they sell so many, pasta for a year. PastaPass.com. It goes on sale Thursday. This year, they're adding a new one. $500. All you can eat forever.
Forever?
Yeah.
It's going to sell out so fast.
Yeah, they always do a limited number.
This is a limited number. 24,000 of the pasta for a year, but only...
And how much is the pasta for a year?
$500. Oh,
$100.
$100.
$100. That's a great deal.
It's a great deal.
Such a great deal.
That's why they only sell a few. But yeah, the 500 thing you can do, but they're only selling like 9 of them. Nope, 50.
Nine or
50.
Get in there. How do people get it?
PastaPass.com, Thursday at 1 o'clock Central Time. Get on there.
Last year, no joke, I set a timer to try and buy it for the Olive Garden lover and my family.
Oh, that's
a great gift. Yeah.
But I could not get it. It was sold out within under a minute.
Set an alarm.
Yeah. This story I like just because of one quote, but here's the deal. Over McDonald's, all the controversy about straws being bad for the environment. So McDonald's over in the UK, they switched to paper straws. But they were way too thin, so people were complaining all the time. So they made a little bit. They made it a paper straw, but a little bit thicker. But then it became unrecyclable. So people were like, "This is outrageous!" Because then you get the soggy straw, and it's too thick, and people were upset. So it's a big to do over there. They're trying to figure out. But my favorite is this environmentalist that they asked to weigh in. He said, "Lips have been a waste-free alternative for millions of years." So trying to get rid of the tops and the whole thing. This has been.
Y98, Selena Gomez, part of today's best music on the Courtney and Company Morning Show. We're excited because all summer long, we've had a shortened work week in the office because we're going out on Fridays with our Diner and Donut Tour. This Friday is no different, but this Friday, we're all going to feel Kevin's pain just a little bit as we visit Mr. Donut in Alton.
Yes.
Because we're going to see what it feels like to do Kevin's commute every day.
Although Kevin is going to come to the station and then drive
back.
And
do it again, right? Because technically my commute's even 20 minutes longer than that because I go
Grafton.
To Grafton.
Are you sure we can't do stuff for you?
No.
Here?
You got to do what you got to do.
That's crazy for you to be so close to home and drive all the way here and all the way back.
I was thinking about that this morning, though, but the upside for Kevin is when he's done at Mr. Donut, how long is it going to take you to get home? Like 10 minutes?
20 minutes.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, I know.
Grafton is still that far from Alton.
Exactly, yeah. That's what our video people said yesterday because we went out and filmed that, Alton Trek.
That's what their title is, video people.
That's right. But they were the same way. Our digital department, they were like,
no, it's video people. And Rachel's the VP of VP. So
and by the way, an added bonus to your visit, if you come by and see us,
yes,
we'll have lots of t-shirts, but last week we ran out fast. Lee May, big area for us.
Uh-huh.
Lots of Diner and Donut t-shirts, but an added bonus.
What?
Nelly tickets every 15 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
Which is perfect because if you're making it out to Alton, you can make it out to the Alton Amphitheater.
Yeah, if you
like
live
the people
around
who are coming
there.
Out. So cool.
You know what else I noticed? We have a lot of roast koozies left over that I think we should bring to these things.
I know, but I need to get some more before we do that.
There's so many. That's not a problem.
I've given them out all willy-nilly, and now I'm down to, like, nothing.
Is that right?
Yes.
We'll replenish
you. Where were they during the actual roast? I didn't see that many people with roast koozies.
I think everyone got one, didn't they?
I think they
just ordered more, maybe. I don't really know what happened.
It's a blur. We got a lot, though.
But yes, we'll bring some roast koozies. They didn't work as well at Macy's in West County when you were there on Saturday.
A few people use them in their water bottles. So, yeah.
But they'll love them if they drink Michelob Ultra.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or a White Claw. They're way too small. White Claws are too
small.
It's
way too small. Call when you drink the claw.
All right, let's talk about dating. What was that term you brought up to me the other day, Tim, and asked me if I'd ever heard of it?
Dog fishing?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Because I didn't know what it meant, and you asked me if I had any idea what it meant, and I had no idea. It's a new, you know, there's all these dating terms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so dog fishing is when in your dating profile, you post a picture of you and someone else's dog.
Oh, that's funny. You use someone's dog to attract people.
So that they think like, oh, look, this guy's got a dog. Maybe I can meet the dog. It's your neighbor's dog.
Let me tell you, if I saw a picture of somebody with a dog, I would instantly like the picture more.
I don't think it's the worst. I don't think it's a bad thing at all.
Oh, there are much worse scams to be pulling on dating apps than dog fishing.
I feel like you're smart.
Yeah, it brings you in. You're not saying it's your dog. You're just saying this is a dog you like to spend time with.
Now, if you posed with a cat, that would be flat out bold-faced lie. Like, cat. You don't like cats at all, and that would just be unfair to the person who...
Good luck posing with a cat.
Yeah. Oh. And catfishing already has a definition.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yes, good point. Okay, now, I have a story. Speaking of dating, is this the worst date ever?
Okay.
The worst first date ever. I'm sorry.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've heard some good, bad first date stories.
Oh, yeah.
But you guys weigh in and let me know if you think this is the worst date ever. So first of all, this woman in Florida met a guy on a dating site. And they got together last Wednesday for a date at Denny's.
Mm.
I mean, that's not even the part of the worst date. And I think that's a fine first date.
I've only had great dates at Denny's, so I'm interested to see where this goes.
Well, apparently it went well. They had a lot to talk about.
Okay.
And it went so well because they hopped into the guy's car to head back for an after dinner drink. It just says.
They went to Denny's for dinner?
I think so. They went. Huh. They headed back to the woman's house.
Not judging. Okay.
All right. But a cop pulled them over because of a problem with the guy's tags.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Well, instead of stopping, the guy took off and they wound up in a high speed chase with the cops.
So she's
in the car. And she's just a passenger in the car.
Whoa.
And you know, when you're the passenger, you're a part of.
You're an accessory.
An accessory.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, he pulled over. Ran into the woods. The woman got out of the car and was trying to get the cop's attention and saying that she didn't have anything to do with the chase. She didn't even know the guy's last name.
It's like, listen, I was just going to sleep with him on the first date. Leave me alone.
Hey, just because she took him back to his house, maybe they're going to go watch Home Alone.
Yeah, yeah, I'm so sure.
She was not arrested, and the cops are still trying to track the guy down.
Oh, he's on the run?
He's on the run.
Oh, my God. She dodged a bullet.
And let's talk about her first gut instinct.
Yeah.
That might need to be checked out too.
Yeah, somebody pays for your moons over Miami. That doesn't mean you get in the car with them.
That is right. Even though it's darn good.
Really good.
Okay. That ranks up there as one of the best bad first date stories ever.
For sure.
That puts mine to shame. All right.
Never mind.
If you have one, 314-531-9898.
You're not going to beat it.
You can call or text.
Only if it's even kind of close to that.
But it has to be pretty darn close.
Yeah. And hey, good news. Lance Hildebrand.
Yep.
Michelle called with a ladder on the highway.
Oh. We've got ladders on the highway. Mattresses on the road. Lance, what's the tally? Better check the tote board.
Apologies.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Michelle called.
Yeah.
She tried to call me yesterday and it wouldn't go through and she kept cutting out. On her way home from the Pentatonix concert the other night, a ladder fell out of a truck and almost hit their car and landed on the highway up 270 South before something.
I didn't write it all down.
270 South before something. Now, let me make a real quick check here because I know over the weekend I got a couple on Sunday. I want to make sure that the report that I had on Sunday is different Yeah, that would be different. All right, so let's add it to the tally. And the ladder and mattress tally is sponsored by Midwest Clearance Center Furniture and Mattress Store. Four St. Louis area locations, Midwest Clearance Center. Adding that one to the tally makes it ladders 72, mattresses 72.
Whoa! Yep. What a day.
It's a tie.
Wow. Ladders. You can do this, ladders.
Man.
Fighting rungs.
Fighting rungs.
I'm going to get a shirt that says that.
Man.
What a great season.
Yeah. And, you know, they didn't even really improve the club at the free agent trading deadline, so, you know.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show, about 20 minutes away from your chance to win Nelly tickets. Nelly at the Alton Amphitheater, and we will give those tickets away about 8:20 this morning.
We just told a story about the worst first date ever. We had one, I remember, about a woman that met someone somewhere, like out of town, and she was kind of stuck. Or no, he took her in his car and drove like an hour and a half away or 2 hours.
Yeah.
And she couldn't get back.
Oh, yeah.
And she was stuck with this guy, and he kept going to different places, and it was scary.
Yeah.
The Denny's thing is, this woman, they had a good first date. They're going to go back to her house. She gets in the car with the guy. His tags, there's something wrong with him, so the police go to pull him over. He takes off. She's a passenger. He stops the car, runs into the woods. She has to explain, I don't even know his last name. The guy is still on the lam. So you just talked to Marie off the air.
Marie just called. So her first date, she went on a date with this guy, Jim, and a bunch of his friends were going out sailing. They went out sailing. They had a great day. They come back. They're barbecuing. It's time to get the, and she's really feeling it.
She's,
like,
yeah.
Great first date.
This has been a great day.
Jim and his friends go to get the sailboat out of the water. They're taking it out of the water, holding it, pulling it, and the mast hits a power line, and they're all electrocuted. So they're rushed to the hospital. She goes to the hospital with him, stays with him overnight, and he's in the hospital for like 3 months recovering from injuries.
Oh, my Lord.
That's crazy. Wow.
But then they got married.
What?
Oh, yeah.
And we're married for a long time.
Oh. But that's no one's fault.
But it still is a crazy first date.
But that's not how you plan for a first date to go.
Different definition of crazy
first date. The first time I introduced Nick to two of my best friends. Well, one of them already knew him, but I was introducing the wife of the...
Yeah.
Of that, they were my friends. So he comes, we meet them at their house. He meets me there because he had to work before. And I'm excited because I like him. And yeah. I'm like, this guy's awesome. You're going to love him. Well, he goes out to his car after he meets everyone. Everything's going fine. Goes out to his car to grab a cigar out of his car. And gets in the car, and there's this random, not his, giant styrofoam drink from a gas station in the cup holder. And he's like, well, where did that come from? He had rented this car because he was doing demos for golf. So he had rented the car because you have to drive a lot.
Yeah.
And you have to put all the golf, like all the tent and everything in there. And he's like, this is not mine. And he goes to the glove compartment. Nothing in there is his. Somebody stole his rental car and replaced it with the exact same rental car.
What?
That is so weird.
It was such, I remember somebody's house. About this.
It was like down the, it was in Soulard. So you kind of have to find, it's really not a, you know what I'm saying? It's busy.
Yeah.
And they were around the block where he parked. Because you just have to find where, someplace on the street to park. My friend did not believe this could be true.
Wait, why did they leave a replacement car?
Because they probably followed him. They're going to run out of gas. That's...
Oh! Yeah, and when you talked about it, people called up and said, this is not an anomaly.
Right.
This has actually happened more than once. This is an actual crime that happens.
But my friend, it took a long time for her to, like, really believe him. Like, that seems weird and suspicious. Yeah. What is this guy up to?
I'd probably been with your friend on that.
I know.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I know.
So wait, did he have keys to this replacement car?
No, I think he might have left it open, maybe.
And they did too.
Yes.
He left it open. That's how it got stolen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they would have figured a way to get in probably.
Right.
So what happened?
I don't know. I mean, I think insurance took care of everything because he had insurance on the rental car.
Has he lied to your friend since? Or?
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. You are just about 10, 15 minutes away from Nelly tickets when he comes to Alton Amphitheater September 6th. Your opening act, Kevin the Intern, Tim Convey. On the riverfront.
Nelly has approved that.
On
FYI.
The riverfront. I think if we keep it going out. Jen, what are you, what is your whole thing? Put it out in the universe.
Yeah.
And it will happen.
It might the universe has your back.
Yeah.
Mercury
in retrograde.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. I just say it sometimes.
Cardinals, big victory last night. They're on a roll. What with that, 4 in a row? Mm-hmm.
That's 4 in a row. They've got the second game against the Kansas City Royals tonight before they, I guess, head back home.
That little Jack Flaherty is something, am I right? Finally, they end, you know.
They deliver for him. He's been pitching.
The poor guy.
Right. And we keep losing these games that he's pitching great games. So they pulled it off, which is good. They're just one game behind the Chicago Cubs right now.
Yes.
And then the Brewers are a game and a half behind them. So, yeah, pretty, pretty good.
And we play the Brewers. They have a series coming up with the Brewers, right?
Right here. The 19th through the 21st.
Uh-huh. 19th through the 21st. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting...
But we face the Reds then.
Ooh.
We can take them.
Yes.
The rest of August is going to be it's going to be real interesting. And then other local sports, Jeremy Macklin, who went to Kirkwood High School, is a big star there, then Mizzou, was awesome at Mizzou. Then he played in the NFL for the Eagles, the Chiefs, and the Ravens. He retired. He had a lot of injuries, but it was so, so good. And he just announced he is going back to Kirkwood High School to be a coach. He just signed up.
Wow.
As an assistant coach, Kirkwood High School.
I knew Jen would be excited. I didn't want her to know the story before. You know, she's got to know the stories. What about Jeremy Macklin? What?
Well, I wanted to know.
He'll be excited.
Well,
your kids are going to Kirkwood.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I was curious about him. My son will never have him as a coach, but I'm very excited.
Well,
that's
he'll be
good.
At the school.
Yeah. It's like the one sport he doesn't play. Plays 18 other sports.
Well, he's
but.
Only like 7. He can probably shift still.
He's 11.
And play something else.
Right. He is 11. Okay. No, yeah. He's 10. Yeah. All his friends are 11. He's a little young for his age.
For he hangs grade. Out with the older cool kids.
Yeah, right, right.
Like Jen bragging about having friends back in Des Moines, too.
Oh.
But it's a big deal. Jeremy Macklin, by all accounts, is a great, great, great
That's
guy.
That's a huge score for, I mean, for Kirkwood.
I'm excited about it.
Parents whose kids are really into football.
Oh, you know what?
Might move districts. Who knows?
You think?
I don't know. Would you move districts to have Jeremy Macklin as your kid's coach?
Yeah, if I thought my kid was going to go play in college and be a wide receiver, I would probably. Yeah, that's. Yeah. I mean, that's a good point.
And you think too, more kids may be playing football because they're redesigning the helmets again.
Oh, trying to make them safer. All these stories about the helmets.
Well, the helmet thing is the NFL. This is the year that a lot of these new helmet rules go into effect, and Antonio Brown, I guess, is all upset
real loud
because
he's mad
he
about
wants
it.
To wear his old helmet. The NFL is saying no, so he's like, "Fine, I won't play." He, by the way, would make about $30 million to play this year, so he's saying, "Oh, I'm just not going to do it."
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
$30 million. He's That's the one that got insane. Frostbite on his feet, right?
Right.
Yeah. We just talked about him the other day. He was in one of those cryogenic chambers like we did. Did you hear that, Lance?
I heard that story.
He did not wear proper footwear.
Well, I don't think that's his fault. I think it might be the place where he...
No, he might have had one at home.
Yeah,
like Tim said.
If he did it himself, then...
Oh.
Yeah, some things you don't want to DIY, and cryogenic freezing is one of them. Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home.
Yeah, there were some areas that I was like, I feel like that should be covered.
Like what?
Which ones?
My boobs. But they said to hold them and you have gloves on your hands.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
But I would have felt, you know, better with like maybe like a little tube top.
Yeah, what did the guys do? Did you cover them too?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Really? I feel like
right.
Yeah.
So it could like crack and break off.
Nobody still wants there. That.
Yeah. Sunny in 86 today, 84 tomorrow.
That's been the excuse I've been using all my life.
They could crack off. Here's
that's
Lance.
Why you don't expose them.
Right.
Oh.
Or have them.
What? Here's Lance with traffic.
All right, 64.
Congratulations to Jordan Kenobi of Portage to Sioux.
Yeah.
Wow, Jordan Kenobi. Woo-hoo.
She has a pair of tickets to see Nelly when he comes to the Alton Amphitheater on September 6th. Tickets are available now. You can go to riverfrontamphitheater.com for all the information. Portage to Sioux. Did we used to visit Portage to Sioux on field trips, Kevin? Not that we lived together. But it sounds familiar to me.
That's not far from Alton.
Congratulations to Jordan. She'll be at the show where she'll see Nelly perform and Tim and Kevin the intern opening for Nelly.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Things you didn't know. I read the facts. You guys roll your eyes. Kevin plays the sound effects. Things you didn't know. That's how it works. Radio magic. Here we go. Here's something you didn't know. One witness of Abraham Lincoln's assassination lived so long that he was able to be interviewed about it on television.
Exclusive.
What?
Yep. Samuel Seymour was at Ford's Theater. He saw it all go down. And in 1956, when he was 96 years old, he was on a show called I've Got a Secret. A TV show.
Wow.
I looked it up. It's crazy. Yeah, he'd be old, Mom.
Wow.
Here's
how old was he when it happened? He had to be like a kid.
96. Well, we all know Lincoln was assassinated in 65.
So he'd have been like 9 years or so. Something like that. 9 or 10. Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Here's something new to know, courtesy of Lance Hildebrand. Before The Bodyguard, starring Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner, was made in 1992, producers had planned a 1976 version, which would have starred Diana Ross and Steve McQueen.
What?
Yep.
Interesting.
So they had that script the whole time?
Yeah, they had it. McQueen didn't like orange juice, so said that he couldn't do the movie.
Brannigan, you've done it again!
That's really good from the Sklar Brothers. You haven't seen the movie in a while. Costner drinks orange juice the entire...
I've maybe seen it once.
That seems like a simple script change. You know, if you're Steve McQueen...
I think he was joking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's very confused.
His joke was so deep that nobody got it.
It was a deep cut, but if you appreciate that movie, you're in your... You probably had to pull over and you were laughing so hard.
There are people that are like, that was a good one.
Yes. I don't think I've ever seen the full movie.
I've seen it once, maybe.
Oh, man. I went on a tour a couple years ago, and I watched it three times. We watched it three nights in a row.
Why?
It just became like what we did on tour.
Okay.
Shout out to Night Riots and KFLA if they're watching on Instagram.
You guys are crazy on tour.
I mean, things got pretty wild.
You talk about the rock and... First name is D's, last name Nuts.
Talk about the rock and roll lifestyle. I know. That's
right.
What it is.
Really went for it. Three nights of the Bodyguard. Here's something you didn't know. The founder of Kodak, George Eastman, who I believe is Linda McCartney's father.
Yes.
He hated that months had different numbers of days. So he made the company operate on a 13-month calendar with 28 days in each and two left over. He called the 13th month Saul.
They always said, sorry, you just have too thin of a cornea.
That sounds like a real not adherent to the keep it simple, stupid theory.
Isn't that wild? It sounds crazy, but the company used the 13.
It's very complicated.
Yeah, right. I mean, if everybody changed to it, it would make life simpler, because I still have trouble remembering how many days are in each month. I never memorized that thing.
Yeah.
In half September, blah, 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 blah.
It's what knuckles are for.
Don't.
No, I don't even know. But, yeah. But
I know.
So complicated.
Kodak used a 13-month calendar from 1928 until 1989.
I think it's one of the reasons that...
Keep in mind, they did really well in that stretch, and since they stopped using it in 89, now look at it.
Oh, yeah?
That's a good,
Saul's fault.
Here's something you didn't know. The tradition of presidents wearing an American flag pin started because of the 1972 movie The Candidate. Robert Redford in that movie wore a pin. Nixon's chief of staff saw it and had the real president start wearing one.
Why do they?
You don't think that's interesting?
It's fine.
Try this on for size.
All right.
Here's something you didn't know. Mr. Pibb was originally called Peppo when Coke started selling it in 1972, but Dr. Pepper sued them for trademark infringement, so they changed the name to Dr. Pibb. Dr. Pepper sued again, and it became Mr. Pibb.
Sparkle. I sort of do remember Dr. Pibb.
I don't.
Dr. Pibb, that's fascinating.
I didn't realize that it's not called Mr. Pibb anymore.
It's not?
It's not.
My kids tried it for the first time at camp last weekend and kept arguing because Finn said, I just tried Pib. And I said, you mean Mr. Pib? And he said, nope, I tried something different. It's called Pib.
It's called Pib Extra, which I thought was a different thing. I thought that was like enhanced Mr. Yeah. Pib. Mr. Pib isn't around anymore.
Oh, that's sad to me.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he tried Pib and he's like, I think I like it even more than Dr. Pepper. Which is interesting.
You're like, I will leave you at camp.
It was too late. He was already home.
Here's something you didn't know. Herpes is an ancient Greek word that means creeping. The disease got the name because the blisters would creep across your skin.
I'll just unfriend you, you little brat.
Here's one I like. Not sure if you guys will care for it. Here's something you didn't know. An art historian spotted a rare, long-lost painting in the background of the movie Stuart Little. It turns out the set designer bought it cheap at an antique store and no one knew that it was worth over $250,000.
What? So was it that it belonged to this guy?
The set designer? I mean, it probably belonged to the production.
The set, someone was an art.
No, I'm saying the set designer that found it, though, was that his property then, or was it the movie company's property?
The movies, I would imagine.
Oh, man.
Here's something you didn't know. A bee would only need 2 tablespoons of honey to have enough energy to fly all the way around the world.
4 nipples is pretty impressive. Wow.
That's crazy, though. By the way, have you noticed the sweat bee craze right now?
They're everywhere. Yes,
what's going on?
They are.
They were attacking everyone last night. They don't do anything, but they're everywhere. Swarms of them.
I feel like she's treading on things you didn't know here with more interesting stuff.
I don't want your life.
And finally,
Red Lobster ran an all-you-can-eat crab promotion in 2003. And wound up taking a $3.3 million loss because they seriously underestimated how much crab people can eat.
Oh, wow.
Things you didn't know.
Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Donate school supplies in the month of August and join Club Fitness for free. We got to wrap this up because I got to get home and watch the season finale of Handmaid's Tale on Hulu. I've gone on a long rant, I know, about how this season was just terrible. But the last few episodes have been amazing. It rebounded. And I'm excited. Bradley Whitford. What? Well, spoiler alert.
What?
From the time he started on the show, he's been so good because you can't read him. Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy?
He was a bad guy in Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember he left Elizabeth Shue behind?
That was him?
I believe so.
Bradley Whitford?
I think so.
Oh, really?
Listen, we know creating...
He's a Nerds.
As the creator of Gilead, he's... Creator of Nerds.
Wasn't he in Revenge of the
Nerds? He was in one of those. Yes, he was. He was in like Nerds 2 or Nerds 3. You're right.
Nerds in Paradise.
He was in Billy Madison.
That's right. I know that.
He was.
Bad guy.
He was.
Positive. He was in Adventures in Babysitting. You might be right.
I'm on it.
All right.
Okay.
So please proceed.
Okay. Hugh Grant. People have mocked him for doing Paddington 2, which actually got good reviews.
Yeah.
And he said this. It's particularly annoying because I genuinely believe it may be the best film I've ever been in.
Oh, come on.
I think he's kind of joking, but at the same time, it got great reviews.
Notting Hill cannot be on TV, and me, I have to watch it every single time it's on.
Love Actually? I mean, every time the Pointer Sisters jump comes on, I like want to do the Hugh Grant dance.
Didn't see second Paddington. First Paddington was great. Confirmed Bradley Whitford was, in fact, in Adventures in Babysitting.
That's right.
Things you didn't know.
Well, I knew. Harry Styles, a lot of people were freaking out yesterday on Twitter because they were like, you know him as maybe the biggest part of One Direction, but your kids are going to know him as Prince Eric in the Little Mermaid remake. He apparently has respectfully declined the role of Prince Eric.
That's too bad.
Okay, some comedy stuff. Tim Condy on the show, our stand-up man. Stand-up man, that's what we call you.
It's my first special. Tim County, stand-up man.
Look, it's your Marvel hero. Andy Dick was sucker punched and knocked out cold after a show in New Orleans Saturday night.
Wow.
Wow.
His problems continue.
I never had a show go that bad.
Have you ever worked with him at all?
No. Mm. He's an interesting character.
But you've worked with Screech.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Many times.
Dustin Diamond from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
It's just, I feel like Andy Dick, even on the lowest of low days, it's like he's still alive. I mean, he's like managed to still stay alive, which is a miracle in and of itself. Okay.
Is that it for the stand-up portion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And scene.
You can take a break now.
Andy Dick got punched.
Stand-up man.
We're going to talk about a show that you might not watch and you might not know a lot about, but we're just giggling a little bit today because there's a show Chrisley Knows Best, and it's terrible. It's just awful.
It bothers me every time I see it on. I watch a lot of bad reality shows, so I know I don't have a right to comment, but it's so fake.
It's so staged.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes Mama. Mama's got her outfit on. She's drinking again. Oh.
And Todd Chrisley, he's just multi-millionaire real estate developer. It's been on USA for like a ridiculous number of seasons.
And people love them. Mm-hmm. People do.
I've never seen it. I just know it exists because when something bad happens to someone in the family, it's in the headlines.
Yes. Multi-millionaire real estate developer and entrepreneur Todd Chrisley and his wife Julie and their picture-perfect children are a southern clan who have everything money can buy. Well, not anymore because they got indicted by a grand jury for tax evasion and a bunch of other financial crimes.
He doesn't know best.
No, really. He does not, Kevin. That's right. Jay-Z is now a live music strategist for the NFL. And among his job duties, he's going to be co-producing the Super Bowl halftime show.
Interesting. Mm. That's a weird
title.
I'm surprised that he would jump into that. It seems to be so many people are distancing themselves from the NFL. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I like Jay-Z, though.
Kelly Ripa told the story about her daughter going to prom and how her daughter Lola altered her prom dress without telling her parents. She said, "The girls are fully on display." She said, "Everybody came down the stairs together, and I just mean Lola."
That's a great one.
Well, you know how bone skinny Kelly Ripa is. I mean, you can see, like, she doesn't have any on display. She just has a rib cage.
Yes.
Lola, definitely, like, her genetic makeup is more from her dad's side of the family, Mark Consuelos. She looks gorgeous in the dress, and Kelly went on to say she's a smart girl, she's a nice girl, but it was really funny, the picture of the two of them, because she got this thing altered. It's a beautiful green color, but it's plunging.
I'm a sucker for you.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Tomorrow we have Who on the Show. We do it every Thursday with our friend Paige, who comes in and we find out what our fellow co-workers think of us. And that's at 8:25. And to go along with that, it accompanies it every week. You can go to our Instagram page, Courtney and Co. Y98, and we have a photo up. And it pertains to somebody on the morning show. Today is, you have to identify the picture of the car with the show member. So it's the first car that a show member drove, and which show member did it belong to? So take your guesses now at Courtney and Co. Y98. Also, follow us on Facebook. We don't push Facebook enough, and I'm on Facebook more than anything. So I would like all my Facebook friends to follow us on Facebook.
There you go.
Courtney and Company. Thank you. Good night.
All right, before we get to celebrity birthdays, this is a big day. This is the day that World War II ended. Social Security became a law.
That's hard to say if you've been drinking.
I'm sober, and it's still hard to say. This is for Kevin, since he's our history buff. On this day, Daniel Boone married Rebecca Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
263 years ago. Their home in Defiance, Missouri.
Daniel Boone was a man. What a big man.
Didn't you go to the Daniel Boone house?
Yeah, that's why I brought it up.
No.
Defiance, Missouri.
Tim. No.
Which
Greg Warren. Did on that.
Oh, I thought you went
I wasn't
them.
On that episode.
Lots of field trips at the Daniel Boone home, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They had 10 kids live in that house. And The wiffle ball was created on this day.
What?
Yeah, there was a guy who noticed his son was having a tough time playing baseball because he was always breaking windows or losing the balls. And so he took a round-shaped perfume carton.
Wasn't very good at it.
No. Having a hard time.
Well, though, he cut slots into this carton. When he threw the ball, it curved, and it was called the wiffle ball.
What year was that?
1953.
No kidding.
When did the big bat come?
Yeah, right. Really
the big bat. Yes. The bam, bam, bat.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Will's got a few of those.
And 34 years ago today, Michael Jackson ticked off four guys when he bought the publishing rights to
The Beatles.
Yes. Yep.
Which was suggested to him by Paul McCartney.
Paul said you should buy publishing for other artists.
Right.
No.
True story.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right, but celebrity birthdays today. Let's start with one of Tim's favorites, Steve Martin.
Been around a long time, man. He wrote.
Is he one of your favorites?
I'm a fan. 74?
Yeah, you got it.
Wow.
See,
I'm a fan.
And The Jerk. A lot of scenes filmed in St. Louis.
Lonely guy. Fabulous movie.
He's good.
How old's Mila Kunis?
That's toughie.
39.
37.
38.
Could she be 36?
Yeah. She was the youngest on that 70s show.
She was pretty young.
36 years old.
Wow.
And Halle Berry celebrates a birthday today. How old is the actress?
Doesn't do it for me.
53. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Lance has left us. He's going to go hang out for a little while, but he'll be back this afternoon with Paul Cook. And you can vote on which show member owned a car. We're doing Who on the Show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And now there's a picture that accompanies it every week, and we'll give you the results tomorrow at 8:25 with Who on the Show. Lots of answers for whose first car is in this picture. You have me, Kevin, Tim, Jen, or Lance to choose from. But the guesses are all over the place. You can go to Instagram, Courtney and Co. Y98, or you can go to the Facebook page, Courtney and Company. All right, we promise a good story every single day, and we're going to continue to give you that story. And we have actually a couple. One, just a sweet story that warmed my heart a little bit. And another, a local story. So I read this morning. There is a couple, and they live in Loomis Lake, California. I think I'm saying that right. They will have their 68th wedding anniversary next month.
Wow.
And for 67 years, they've been together. They have done the same thing every single day.
Hmm. Every day. Okay. Ooh,
had the
does
same
it involve
lunch.
Food? It like a restaurant?
Not, that involves no food.
Same thing every day. TV show?
Nope.
Every day.
Every day. They've worn matching outfits every single day.
Knock it off.
Of their lives. You got to find the right person that's going to go along with that.
Wow.
All right,
yeah, is that part of the vows, you think?
I don't know. Well, it's just weird how it started, too. So they met in junior high in Auburn, Washington. They got married when they were 19.
Yeah.
And now they're both 87. And they asked him, how did the matching outfit start? And she said, my mom got us matching shirts when we were in high school. Well, I picked them out, she said. And we've been matching ever since.
Wow.
Francis, the husband, says he likes it. He says, she just lays it out for me, and I don't have to worry about a thing.
Do you think when they started this, they never dreamt it would take them this long to get press on it? Like, that's a story at 10 years, yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Like, finally people are talking about it.
Seriously. Okay, and then your local feel-good story. This may be the best first day of school story. Sorry, I don't care if your kids have already gone or they're going to school later this week or next week. I don't think you can top this. It happened in the Rockwood School District. There's a boy named Carmine who's starting kindergarten. His dad, Andy, is a police officer for Woodson Terrace. And unfortunately, he's been in the hospital battling esophageal and stomach cancer.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But his fellow officers know how important the first day of school is. So 20 different police officers from 10 different departments. St. John, Belnor, Breckenridge Hills, Chesterfield, Maryland Heights, Warson Woods, Normandy, Webster Groves, and St. Louis County. And deputies from the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office all showed up to walk Carmine to school.
Aww. That had to be the... Is there a picture?
There's a video.
That has to be the best.
Wow.
Fox 2 has video. But then it got even better because Andy, along with a couple nurses and his brother, who's a doctor, they escorted him home, and he was allowed to leave the hospital for a couple hours so he could walk his son to school as well.
Oh, I have goosebumps. That's a great story.
And then they say, to add to that, Carmine has autism. And so Andy and his wife have been working so hard to make sure that he is ready to start kindergarten, just hitting the ground running. So he said, this is such an emotional day for us because this, you know, we've been dreaming of this day that he would be able to go and start kindergarten, and to have all the support behind us is just amazing.
Oh, that's a great story.
Yeah.
910 with the Courtney and Company Morning Show on Y98.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.